वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम चैप्टर कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 64 वर्स नंबर 27 एंड 28। Chapter entitled Deliverance of King Nriga. Okay. Deva Deva Jagannatha Govinda Purushottama Narayana Rishikesha पुण्यशोकाच्युतव्यया। देव देव जगन्नाथ गोविंद पुरुषोत्तम नारायण ऋषिकेश पुण्यश्लोकाच्युतव्यया। देव देव जगन्नाथ गोविंद पुरुषोत्तम नारायण ऋषिकेश पुण्यश्लोकाच्युताव्यय। जगन्नाथ पुरुषोत्तमा नारायण ऋषिकेश श्लोकाच्युताव्यय। देव देव जगन्नाथ गोविंद पुरुषोत्तमा नारायण ऋषिकेश पुण्यश्लोकाच्युताव्यय। देव देव जगन्नाथ गोविंद पुरुषोत्तम माताजी। देव देव जगन्नाथ गोविंद पुरुषोत्तम नारायण ऋषिकेश पुण्यश्लोकाच्युताव्यय। वर्स नंबर 28 ऑल्सो, सो विल आई विल जस्ट रिसाइट दैट। अनुजानीहि माम कृष्णा यांतम देव गतिम प्रभो यत्र क्यावापि सच्चेतो यत्र क्यावापि सच्चेतो भूयान मे त्वत्तत्पदात् पदम्। वर्ड टू वर्ड मिलिंग। देव देव ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ लॉर्ड्स जगत ऑफ द यूनिवर्स नाथ O Master, Govinda, O Lord of the Cows, Purushottama, O Supreme Personality, Narayana, O Foundation of Living Beings, Rishikesha, O Master of the Senses, Punyashloka, O you who are O you who are glorified in transcendental poetry, Achyuta, O infallible one, Avyaya, O undiminishing one, Anujanihi, please give leave, Mam, to me, కృష్ణ, ఓ కృష్ణ, యాంతం, హూ ఎమ్ గోయింగ్, దేవగతిం, టు ద వరల్డ్ ఆఫ్ ద డెమిగాడ్స్, ప్రభో, ఓ మాస్టర్, యత్ర క్వాపి, వెరెవర్, సతః, రిజైడింగ్, చేతః, ద మైండ్, భూయాత్, మే ఇట్ బి, మీ, మై, త్వత్, యోర్, పద, ఆఫ్ ద ఫిట్, ఆస్పదం, హోమ్ షెల్టర్. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: O Deva Dev, Jagannath, Govinda, Purushottama, Narayana, Rishikesha, Punya Shloka, Achyuta, Avyaya, O Krishna, please permit me to depart for the world of the demigods. Wherever I leave, O Master, may my mind always take shelter of your feet. Purport: Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti comments as follows on this verse. His faith emboldened upon receiving the Lord's mercy and thus attaining the status of servitude. King Nriga properly glorifies the Lord by chanting his names and then ask the Lord's permission to take his leave. The spirit of his prayer is as follows: You are Devadev, God, even of the gods, and Jagannath, the master of the universe. So please be my master. O Govinda, please make me your property with the same merciful glance you used to enchant the cows. You can do this because you are Purushottam, the supreme form of Godhead. O Narayan, since you are the foundation of the living entities, please be my support. Even though I am a bad living entity, O Rishikesh, please make my senses your own. O Punya Shloka, now you have become famous as the deliverer of Nriga. O Achyuta, please never be lost to my mind. O Avyaya, you will never diminish in my mind. Thus the great Bhagavatam commenter Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains the purport of this verse. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale స్వయం రూప కదామ్యం దదామి ప్రదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం స్నానలలితం వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సాదూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాం సహగణలలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాంవితంశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే. త్వప్త కాంచన్ గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభాను సుతే దేవి ప్రణామామి హరి ప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరూభ్యస్య కృపాసింధువేవ చ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశ తారిణే. జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ದೇವದೇವ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಋಷಿಕೇಶ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಚ್ಯುತಾವ್ಯಯ ಅನುಜಾನೀಹಿ ಮಾಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಯಾಂತದೇವ ಗತಿಂ ಪ್ರಭೋ ಯತ್ರ ಕ್ಯಾಪಿ ಸತಶ್ಚೇತೋ ಭೂಯಾನ್ ಮೇ ತತ್ಪದಾಸ್ಪದಂ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. So today Nriga Maharaj, in a prayerful mood, he is expressing his gratitude, and Krishna saved him from the well of death. He is grateful to Lord, and he is in the prayerful mood, he is expressing his gratitude, and he is calling out different names of Krishna. He wants to glorify the Lord with his names. Actually, names, if you see, there is a one famous English writer, he says, what is there in a name? William Shakespeare, he says, in his famous Romeo Juliet, says, what is there in a name? But if you see Lord's name, they are full of potency, they are full of empowerment, they have empowered themselves, a name and themselves are empowered, they have the potency to deliver the conditioned soul. And his names, if you see, they are all related either with his devotees, his pastimes, his activities, or his qualities. His names are all related to him, and they are all meaningful, not like the modern day names, like someone is having the name Kamal Lochan, but maybe he is a blind man, or someone may be Pehlwan Singh but a skinny guy. It's not like that. Each name has the meaning, and it is full of potency. And in modern day, if somebody is having more than one name, it is either his name is too long that people call him by a pet name, short name. And of my son's, younger son's name is Chaitanya. We call him Chaitu at home. So, or by love somebody calls Sonu, Monu, Chintu, Pintu. By love somebody calls. But that pet name doesn't have any meaning as such. But Lord name is, actually if you see, Lord's name is only 2.5 alphabet. It's a very short name, Krishna. Doesn't need a pet name. It doesn't need a different name. But he has been glorified by his devotees with different name, and is glorified by the activities which he has performed, has been said. And our pet names also, if the kids, one of my cousin's name is Chintu, he is now 22 years old. Now if you call him Chintu, he doesn't like. But Lord loves when he has been called by his devotees by the names which they have kept, like Madhusudan, Yashodanandan, Devki Nandan. They love that, love calling them by his name. So today we'll try to discuss about these different names which are been given here. Deva Deva. What does this mean? Deva Deva. Deva Deva means worshipful God of all demigods. Is the God of all the demigods. Lord Vishnu is the head of all demigods, and Vishnu is a planetary expansion of Lord Krishna, and he is the head of all the demigods, and all the Vishnu tattvas are called Parameshwars. They are all Ishwars. No one is equal to or greater than Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is the God of all the gods, as mentioned in this verse. In the translation also, in the word-to-word translation, Prabhupada says, O Lord of the Lords, is the God of all gods. In Bhagavad Gita also, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Paramam, in that also, it's been mentioned, Deva Deva, is the God of all the demigods. In the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is said. And then Jagannath, the word itself suggests, is a master of the universe. Jagat Nath, the Nath of this Jagat. Jagannath is the master of the universe. He is the proprietor of the whole universe. As mentioned in Ishopanishad, Ishtavashyam Idam Sarvam Yatakinchat Jagatam Jagat. So whole Jagat is his property. And whatever there in this world, in this universe, belongs to him. We are just utilizing as a mercy from him. He is the proprietor of everything. Which is belonging to us is also his property. He is Jagannath. Then Purushottam. Purushottam Prabhupada mentions a supreme personality Narayan, and a supreme personality Prabhupada mentions. He is the supreme form. Purushottam. He is having the form of Purush. Mayavadis say he doesn't have the form, but Purushottam word itself suggests that he is having the form of a Purush. He is Purush Uttam. He is Uttam in the Purush. Purushottam, said Param Purush. Say Govindam Adi Purusham Maham Bhajami. Purusham, it's been mentioned. And then Govinda. Govinda, Govinda. The word is split into go and vinda. Go is a threefold, has a threefold meaning. Go means senses, go means cow, and go also means land. So Govinda means one who is pleasing these all three things. All the three things have been pleased with him, that is Govinda. He gives pleasure to the senses, he gives pleasure to the cows, and he gives pleasure to the land. If you see, wherever Krishna is there, the land becomes fertile, the cows are happy, and the devotees are, when they are taking darshan of the Lord, they are also happy, their senses are happy. That is why they are also happy. Krishna. Actually, it is said that Krishna was to appear in the north. So that is why Mother Ganga and Yamuna chose to flow from there. So the land is fertile, and land is earth, Mother Earth is pleased, and Krishna can enjoy that. That is why Mother Ganga and Yamuna chose to flow from there. So that is how he is pleasing the land and he is enjoying. If you see, when you see somebody, we get pleased or we get displeased. Actually, our senses are getting pleased and our senses are getting displeased. If we go to yatra, if we see the deities, if we hear about the Lord, and if we experience that devotional environment, our senses are pleased and we get recharged. How we say that when we come from the yatra, we get a boost in our devotional life? That is because our senses get purified and senses are pleased to see the Lord, experience that environment, and listening the katha of the Lord, they get pleased. So that is how we see. If we see the sannyasi or maharaj, suddenly that happiness comes, that blissful, we become very blissful. That is because our senses are pleased to see this. So similarly, the Lord Govinda is the supreme pleasure giving, and he is a pleasure giver. So when we see him, we take his darshan, we are pleased and recharged. And Govinda means the cowherd boy also. So Krishna in his Krishna Lok, Golok, he is always herding the cows. He said, Surbir Abhipalayantam. He is surrounded by cows always. And he is giving pleasure to the cow. He is also called Gopal. Then Rishikesha. Okay. What does Rishikesha means? Prabhupada has meant, or master of the senses. Oh, master of the senses means master of all the senses, not his own senses. Master of all the senses, which are belonging to us, his master is also, that master is also Govinda, Rishikesha. He is owning the whole senses, all the senses of others. living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, and similarly the our senses are also part and parcel of Krishna's senses. So he is the master of all the senses, but actually he directs our senses. As a Paramatma in our heart, he directs our senses, and he directs according to the terms of surrender. How much surrender we are, accordingly we direct. And in the case of devotee, he directly controls the senses, like what he did for Arjuna in battlefield of Kurukshetra. In battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna was directly been handled, his senses were handled by Krishna. Krishna was directing Arjuna. But our senses, actually they are are not pure. They are contaminated. So they need to be purified. When we are offering that as a service to the Lord, they need to be purified. By the devotional service, they get purified and they are cleansed. As in the first verse of Shishtashtam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Cheto Darpan Marjanam Bhava Madhava Nirmapara. When we sing his glories, when he chant his names, that is the mind, the mirror of the mind is cleansed. It's been cleansed, and the senses are actually ready to be in the service of the Lord. There's a one verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tat parvateena nirmala rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchyate. So the meaning of the bhakti is, when these material senses, when they are utilized in devotional service and they are been cleaned, sarvopadi vinirmuktam, when the designation, all the designation which we are holding on to, that designation we leave, sarvopadi vinirmuktam, when we are mukt of that designation, then our senses are clean and can be used in service of Krishna. Bhakti means engaging all service in the service of the master of the senses. He is the master of the senses, and that senses we are utilizing in his service. So without being it clean, we cannot utilize it. Sarvopadi vinirmuktam. We have to be free from this designation, this false egotism. When we get free from this false egotism, then it is ready to be utilized in Lord's service. We act sometime in relation to the gross body and sometime in relation to the subtle body. But by the grace of the Lord, if we are able to act in our spiritual body, we can transcend both the gross and the subtle body. And that is the stage of the pure devotion. We can gradually train ourselves to act in term of acting in spiritual body and come and transcend those subtle and gross body. That is Rishikesha. Then after Rishikesha is Purushottama, Rishikesha, Punya Shloka. Punya Shloka means Punya Shloka, Uttama Shloka also. There have been many mention of the word Uttama Shloka in Prabhupada's purports and Prabhupada's and the shlokas also. So he who is worshipped by best of Sanskrit words is called Punya Shloka or Uttama Shloka. And this Punya Shloka is also called, is the verses which increase the piety, that is Punya Shloka. And then Achyuta. Achyuta means infallible, one who never falls. So he is Achyuta, he cannot fall. So it is, he is Achyuta. And Avyaya means which is never diminishing, it never diminishes. See, if you, as there is an apple, and if you cut a piece from that apple out, then that apple is not full, it's out. But Lord is Purna, always Purna. Om Purna Madam Purna in Vishavashyam, there is a word. however much the Vishnu Tattvas and Vishnus, they are been plenary expansion coming out from him, still he is Purna. So that is what means Avyaya. So actually this way Nriga Maharaj is glorifying the Lord by his holy name. Krishna's holy name is full of mercy and full of compassion, full of love and full of rasa and full of prem, as the rarest treasure in this world. In one of the verses in Padma Puran, which compares the holy name to Chintamani, a divine stone which bestows the desired result. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Bhinnatvan Nama Namino. The holy name of Krishna is a transcendental wish fulfilling gem. It is the embodiment of all consciousness and sentiments. It is complete, it is pure, it is ever free, because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are one and the same. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benediction. For it is Krishna himself, it is non-different from Krishna. That is why it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material quality, there is no question of it being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always spiritual and liberated. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. As we also mentioned that in the relative world, the word doesn't have the same potency or same meaning. As in Manidhi Swami's book, Manidhi Maharaj says that the word water and the substance water are different. When I am thirsty, if I simply say water, 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 my thirst cannot be quenched. It cannot be satisfied. I require the real water. That is the nature of the relative world and relative consciousness. But in the spiritual world and spiritual consciousness, the name is the same as the thing it is named. So Krishna's word and he are not different. That is his omnipotency. Omnipotency means everything related to Krishna has the same potency as Krishna. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj quotes Mahaprabhu, that Mahaprabhu differentiate between mantra and nama. Mahaprabhu says that Krishna mantra haite habe samsara mochan, Krishna nama haite pave krishnera charana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Krishna mantra, that is Gopala mantra, gives freedom from material existence, and Krishna nama, the holy name of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, delivers one to the lotus feet of Krishna. So one Krishna mantra can relieve you from these material pains, and it can, this material existence, it can liberate you. But Krishna Nam, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, has the potency to deliver this spirit soul to the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the potency of the holy name. So here Nriga Maharaj, then he says, O Krishna, please permit me to depart for the world of the demigods. Wherever I live, O Master, may my mind always take shelter of your feet. So this is actually the mood of a devotee. If you see, wherever I live, O Master, may my mind always take shelter of your lotus feet. Whichever condition, O Lord, you keep me, I can remember you, and my mind is always focused on your lotus feet. If you see, the first and the foremost teachings of Bhagavad Gita and it is the highest teaching. If you see, matra sparsastu konteya shitoshna sukadukada agama apayino nityas tam stitikshashva bharat. So whichever it's, if it's happiness or distress, cold or hot, it's been mentioned, compared in the verse, that they are all non-permanent. The happiness will come and go, distress also will come and go, similar to what, how winter and the summer season come and go. So one has to tolerate, learn to tolerate this, and then he will be able to serve the Lord properly. Says learn to tolerate. A devotee should be equipoised. He should not get disturbed by these temporary changes of happiness and distress. He should be always equipoised. Whichever condition, he should learn always to take shelter of the Lord. That is devotee's mode. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, in Lord Brahmaji's prayer, Brahmaji says, Tattenukampa susamikshamano bhunjanu evatmakritam vipakam ridvagvapurbir vidadhan namaste jive tayo mukti pade sadayabhag. So in this verse, the purport of this verse is, when a devotee is in calamitous condition, he takes it as a benediction of the Supreme Lord, and he takes the responsibility of his past misdeed, that what calamities I am going through is the result of my past misdeed. I could have suffered more. It's a mercy of the Lord, it's a benediction of the Lord that I am not suffering that much. When he tolerates this disposition, and in such a condition he offers still more devotional service and is not disturbed. One who lives in such a disposition of mind, engaged in devotional service, is the most eligible candidate for promotion to the spiritual world. When devotee is in this mood, that type of devotee is most eligible candidate to go to the spiritual world. And the word dayabhag. Dayabhag means rightful heir. Rightful heir, when the son is living with the father and he is obedient to the father, he doesn't need to do anything extra to get the wealth of the father. He just has to remain there. And when the father pass away, he gets all the wealth. So similarly, dayabhag here in this word verse means that if in this disposition devotee remains always, that it's my misdeed that I am suffering, and the Lord is merciful that he is not giving me more suffering. He always performs the devotional service in this mood. He is eligible. Like the son is eligible to get the wealth of the father, he is eligible to get the, he is eligible to enter the spiritual kingdom. And lastly, the last prayer of Sishtashram, that also is in this mood. Ashlishyava padratam pinishtumam adarshanam hamam artha karotuva yatha tathava vidhatu lampato matapran natasu to evanapara. I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain so even if he handles me roughly by his embrace or makes me broken hearted by not being present before me. He is completely free to do anything, everything, for he is always my worshipable Lord unconditionally. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.